Mary Peltola served on the council from 2011 to 2012. She says that she can't remember a time when half the candidates were women.
And they've done studies nationwide that show the same percentage of women who run win. There are just a lot fewer candidates who are women.
Some people called 2018 another year of the woman in national politics. And Peltola says that movement could be making its way into Bethel.
You do often see a lot of the same national trends playing out in rural America and you know, across Alaska as well.
Another former council member, Bev Hoffman, called the increase in female candidates a progression.
We have stronger voices today because of women yesterday.
Hoffman says it's a good thing more women are running. She doesn't want to paint an entire gender with giant brushstrokes, but she suggested women bring a sensitivity that men sometimes don't.
As a woman, maybe you are maybe more emotional. Hello, okay, I'll say that.
Peltola illustrated this with an example. When she was on council, she served alongside her husband, Gene Peltola Jr.
And what was funny to us is that very rarely would we approach the same issue the same way.
She said that was most evident when they evaluated the performance of city staff.
He was just very, just ticking things off of a paper and giving, I think, much more accurate evaluations versus mine, where I was much more concerned about this person's feelings. But I still don't think that being kind is in any way a disservice.
Peltola says, aside from the perspectives women bring to the table, there's a simple matter of fair representation.
You know, half the population is women. I definitely think, you know, half of the people in public service should be women.
But not everyone thinks gender balance on the city council is the most important thing. A former mayor of Bethel, Agnes Phillips, says there are other important aspects to consider when voting.
Well, I'm voting on the issues and not just the gender. I think it's based on whether they listen to the people and whether they're voting on the important issues the way we want it to be.
She also said if it's a matter of fair representation, the city should strive to have more Yupik people on council.
Well, I know that 4 or 5 of them were Native at one time, and that number's dwindled.
Bev Hoffman agrees with Phillips's first point. She says it's about collaboration.
It shouldn't be about male, female, Native, non-Native. It should be about people working hard together to make Bethel a better place.
All three former council members are glad that there are 6 candidates running this year for the 4 open seats on the Bethel City Council. Voters will choose who they think will best lead Bethel's local government on October 1st. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.